We're doing Berchot, Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, four lines from the top. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas Beit HaKnesset Umetzat Tzibur Shemitpalelin. Someone enters shul and he finds that the congregation is davening. Im Yichol Atchiv Ligmor Shlo Yegi Hashatz Lemodim Yitpalel. Rav Huna is of the opinion that if you can start and finish before the Shalech Tzibur reaches, Modim Daven, Vim Lav Al Yitpalel, otherwise don't. Rav Yishua Ben Levi Amar, Im Yichol Atchiv Ligmor Shlo Yegi Hashatz Lekdusha Yitpalel, Vim Lav Al Yitpalel. He says, if you can start and finish by the time he reaches Kedusha, then you should start and otherwise not. B'maika mifligi, what's the source of their argument? Mal savar yachidu mekdusha. One opinion holds that an individual who davens with the congregation can say Kedusha. So therefore, if he didn't finish Kedusha by the time the shatz gets there, I don't mind, because he could say it. Modim, if he's not with the tzibur, the congregation will see that everyone's bowing and he's not. So it looks like he's not interested in bowing to God. It seems like he's an apostate. So that's why Rav Huna says that the main question is modim, but kedusha, so that's okay. Umar savar en yachidu mer kedusha. And Rav Yishua ben Levi holds that an individual would not say kedusha. So that's why he says you got to make sure to get kedusha in with the congregation. Ravida Barahava also taught that an individual cannot say Kedusha if he's not saying it with the congregation, because you have to have 10 people. It says, I will be sanctified in the midst of Bnei Yisrael. That indicates you need 10. Me'ei mashma, what in that verse indicates you need 10? Tetani Ravna Yachvad Rabichia Barahava. The derivation is from the word toch. It says, I'll be sanctified bitoch b'nei Yisrael, in the midst of Israel. And when you have the 10 sinful spies, God tells Moshe and Aaron, separate yourself from within this sinful congregation. So you see, when it says, hibadelu, separate yourself mitoch ha'idah azot, from within this sinful congregation, it's talking about from within 10. So to when it says I will be sanctified within Israel, it means within 10. Malalan asraf kan asara. V'tkuli alma miat mafsik lo pasik, mifsak lo pasik. It seems everyone agrees that if you're in the middle of your Shmona Esrei, you don't stop your Shmona Esrei to say Kedusha. That seems to be in agreement. Ibalu, ma'u lafsik leyeshma gadol mevorach. Okay, so for Kedusha you don't stop. What about for Kaddish? For Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach. Ki Ata Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yudah Av Rabbi Shimon Tamidei Rabbi Yochanan Amrei. When Rav Dimi came from Israel to Babylon, he quoted that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which might be Reish Lakish, they are both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan, and they both say, Lakol en mafsikin chutz min Yehi Shmoa Gadol Mevorach, Shafilu Osem B'masei Merkava Posek. You don't stop anything. You don't stop your Shmona Esrei for anything other than Yehi Shmei Rabba, which you would stop even if you were in the middle of Ma'aseh and Merkava, which are the secret depths of Torah. You'd stop to answer that. And that's not the halacha. You don't stop your Shmona Esrei for Yehi Shmei Rabba. What do? So Tosa says you stand in silence and you have kavana that the shatz will be motzi you in what he says. And obviously a shatz has to have in mind that when he's saying the Kaddish, he's being motzi those that are still in Shmona Esrei.